back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy with you live here from the MGM Grand. David Benavidez, David Morrell live on Prime. Pay-per-view tomorrow, Premier Boxing Champions event. Appreciate PBC having us out here, accommodating our travel and stay at the lovely New York, New York. We're having a great time here as the weigh-ins, the official weigh-ins are wrapping up, as I hear. So far, no issues. I saw the great Esau Cruz over there. He's probably gave Gervonta Davis his best fight. A lot of people thought that he beat Gervonta Davis. He is tough. That dude just like comes at 5'3 and just hammers.
How much does he weigh?
130, 135. I mean, look at his height, right? Obviously not very much.
Oh, yeah.
I love how he chuckles after that. It's 130.
No, they have these 135-pound guys that are 6'1".
Oh, yeah, no.
No, that's gross.
Let's get to... Don't say it's gross.
No, what? That's gross. You got to be two something to do something.
Really?
Headlines are brought to you...
I would have to cut off both legs and an arm.
Yeah. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. The Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, from heat practice, Terry Rozier cannot comment, I guess, on any part of this... thing that's going on with him. This is from Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, where Terry said that Terry says he thinks about basketball when he plays basketball. He couldn't comment on the investigation into betting patterns surrounding the March 23rd in 2023 game. From Ira Winderman, he says Terry Rozier said he cannot answer questions based on advice of his legal counsel. So, all right.
Legal counsel sounds like I may not have done nothing, but I'm going to get somebody just in case.
Yeah, yeah. That is what that sounds like.
I mean, that's smart, but also wouldn't they advise him to, like, deny?
No.
You can't even deny?
No, because here, let me give you a lesson in working with the media.
Heard.
If you say anything about it, you open yourself up for more questions. So,
true.
Even if you say, listen, I have nothing to do with this, I don't know what's going on or whatever, then why would they, and the questions just keep going. And then you know what ends up happening? Tyreek Hill situation, where it just built up to the point where you say something crazy, you know, because you're frustrated.
I wish you showed that much fire on the field.
Should have asked some more questions. That was a problem.
Eric Spoelstra from Anthony Jang. Eric Spoelstra says, there's no change in Terry Rozier's status with the team amid the news of the ongoing federal investigation. What a crazy time we live in right now.
What a crazy time.
What is happening right now?
A bunch of hoopla.
There's a lot of going on.
There's quite a bit. Quite a bit indeed. Luckily...
I tell my mom all the time, I'm just glad that I'm not famous, that people know me every now and then.
Mm.
You never know, man. I just want to enjoy my life.
Yeah, it's tough for me to deal with, you know, walking through the streets, being recognized so often. But
I mean, as soon as you hop.
People yell at you and tell you to grow up.
Frog boy! No, you know what they do yell at me, though? Fix
what?
It.
Fix it.
People do yell at me and say,
it's a proper
it.
Thing. It's a proper thing to say to you, to be honest.
Fix it, dude.
By
fix
the way, it. I haven't had a payday in years.
Where did you even get that?
I was walking by the little stand.
You got
at first
key.
I went to the food court. I went to the food court.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, there is nothing that I despise more. Hear me clearly. Than a chicken place that makes a chicken sandwich out of chicken tenders.
Ah, okay.
Your rats off a ship on that?
I hate that.
You right? Want a patty.
Because you might bite it, and then two of your things fall off the sandwich, and it's done.
You know what I've noticed with you? You're very concerned about things falling off your sandwich. You got to have a tightened grip, dude.
It's actually, okay, hold on. What are you suggesting?
And tacos, too.
I'm just saying, like, he's like, oh, it's going to fall out.
I don't want the jaws of life on my food.
Dude, I've never had issues with things falling out of my sandwich.
Even with chicken tenders?
No.
Chicken tender sandwich?
Put that grip on it.
Put that grip on
Put that grip on it.
Grab that sandwich, Leroy.
This doesn't sound right.
Yeah, but you also, this is your complaint about tacos. You know, it falls, it gets everywhere. Man,
why are things falling out all the time?
What's going on here? You know why? Because he eats so much.
I'm not wrestling an alligator. I'm eating.
Wings also fall out, you know, end up underneath your chair. You don't get it. Fries.
Before
shrimp.
I gave him a ride, I did a sweep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I did find some unmentionables under there, though.
Wow.
M&M's.
A couple of fries. A blow pop.
What?
Blow pop?
A blow pop?
Must have dropped it.
Okay. What?
Okay. Nunya Buzz just says, hey, Tobin. Hey, Nunya Buzz.
Oh, really nice. Really nice. Okay,
I found a blow pop. I found a waffle fry.
Oh, that definitely slipped out of your hands.
What else?
Does he have anything underneath him right now? That's a question.
No.
Good.
Nope. Can't say that he does.
I put the official Tobin grip on it.
45 more minutes.
Wait.
I put the official Tobin grip on it, and so you don't lose anything. What are you, dude? If you have to hold food that tight, don't eat it. Eat something else.
Well, how about you stop letting stuff fly out of it? Like, hold on to the rock.
I mean, so look, I love wings. Okay. Wings come with a little handle, right?
Yeah.
Wings come with a little handle.
You were breaking down the wings yesterday, too. He goes, he's like,
No. You know, if after you had, like, so I drank like half of my beer and I had a drink, one drink. I just wanted one drink.
You can't call it a beer. Call it a cider, please.
Okay.
No, it was a beer.
I had a drink, and I like felt a little buzz for a reason. I hadn't had a drink in a long time. So,
okay.
And we were sitting there, and you know how you're sitting there and you're watching a little hockey on TV. You just start thinking about stuff. So I start analyzing the chicken wing. I'm sorry.
He goes, feeling a little heated there on the eyes? That's the vinegar.
Okay.
Thanks, Leroy.
No, I'm saying,
he's like, people always think it's the sauce.
No, your jacket. Here's what I said. I said, are you feeling a little, you know, you getting a little hot? You're starting to sweat? I said, people think it's from the heat. It's from the vinegar.
Okay. This guy's deeply breaking down the science.
Bill Nye the wing guy.
No, boy, dude. No, I can't take you nowhere.
Did you have an incident with an Uber? We haven't Ubered yet.
I haven't seen him lose a fight to a seatbelt or nothing like that.
Oh. Well, let's make sure about that. Keep an eye out, then, okay?
No, because here's this guy. He sees I'm struggling with it. And he's like just sitting there going, I can't believe you get your ass kicked by that seatbelt. He's just like, he goes,
it's no longer technology, now it's just awesome.
Guess what he's going to say? Too rough. Light.
Oh, man. We got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app. Log in or register into your account, and you listen to WQM or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, a great prize, and your chance to win. Listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, 2025, and it's a national contest. We'll take a break, get a little 15 minutes of heat for you coming up next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bump. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQM, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com, or call 832-930-6181. as the Miami Heat will be back in action tomorrow against the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, the big news of the day is that Tyler Hero has been named to the All-Star game. So congratulations to Tyler Hero, first-time All-Star.
The other news is Jimmy is still a Miami Heat.
Jimmy's still on the Heat. According to Anthony Chang, the only formal offer has been the Suns, but we don't know what the offer is. They're the only team to actually make an official offer for Jimmy Butler. We do have Bam Adebayo, who on Tyler Hero said that he says, "I'm truly proud of him because there has been media that has thrown that man's name in the mud. Trade rumors. Y'all said he wasn't good enough. Down to somebody's wingspan." I've never mentioned his wingspan. What?
You guys call him T-Rex arms.
But you mentioned everything else, right?
He said he has T-Rex arms.
Who? That sounds like something Leroy would say.
No, I did not.
Definitely has.
I don't know. 6'5 is 6'5 to me, dude.
Leroy, dude, you're adorable. You used to do this for Tyler Hero.
I think I've seen it.
Let me see. No. You make it. He always talk about I make stuff up. Let me see the video of that.
I will find that video.
No, I'm tired of you coming on the show say I say things, right? And everybody laugh and get Leroy said that. And you know what? Start showing me evidence.
By the way, I like Bam Adebayo saying a trader was like, he didn't go all the way in for Damian Lillard, you know, his boy Damian Lillard.
Wow, dude.
You know, and I asked him about it at his foundation event. He was quite chummy about it, but that's not a problem. You know, dude, listen, we all are proud of Tyler Hero. You know, I mean, JFig wanted to trade him more than anybody, but other than that.
I'm so sorry, what? Say that one more time.
She did.
Jennifer wanted to trade him more than anybody.
That's right.
But it's
who?
Okay.
Trade who?
Oh, we know, JFig.
It's a lie. Look at this face.
What is that face? He looks like
that's the face he's looking at you like, right, stop lying.
Now. He's like, give me
stop lying.
He's got some thought.
Look, stop lying, Tobin.
Another thought. Face I'm going to give you.
Stop lying, Tobin.
I'm a truth exposer. That's what I am.
A truth exposer.
Yep.
A lot of smart.
You're a poster. You're a poster.
I don't like that term.
You're a poster with me right now.
Give us a weather update from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm, will you? Your axeattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
I'm so cold. It's got to be like 40. I'd say maybe 45 right now.
Mm.
Light breeze. Sunny, though.
Mm. Light breeze.
Light breeze.
How's it there, Froggy?
Light breeze, hi. Indeed. Where you're at, it is. They got it at 49 right now, which in comparison to my lovely weather in El Portal, it is currently 79.
So, man, how much
here in Kendall, it's 81.
Oof.
Wow. 81.
Toasty.
And it's a little bit warmer because the train's going by.
Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen. All you got to do is text the word July to 20357. Text July to 20357. You guys can go see him. Go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Jim Lampley, he joined us yesterday. We were talking the fight game with the legend that is Jim Lampley. If you guys missed that, we'll bring that to you. And again, thanks to Premier Boxing for having us out here and flying us out here with the travel and accommodations at New York. We've had a great time, and we had a great time with the legend that is Jim Lampley. We'll break down this fight coming up with Lamps coming up next.